This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, an important new book that exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
When I went to college, the principal interaction of men and women was called the date. A man would phone and invite a girl to be his guest for supper or to go to the movies. She would accept. They would have an enjoyable evening. He would pay the cost and then see that she got home safely. Maybe there would be a goodnight kiss at the door. The New York Times had a recent article stating that dating is now obsolete. Dating has been replaced by hanging out or hooking up. In this new world of internet posts and commitment-free sex, there are no clear rules. We can blame a lot of this change on the feminist movement. Feminism has frowned on old-fashioned courtship and taught young women there's something humiliating about a man buying a girl's dinner. Many young men today are afraid to ask a girl for a date. Some young women have begun to believe girls can get through life without men. Feminism has taught them that men are not really necessary after all. The disappearance of dating is a problem for young people of both genders who find it nearly impossible to find a spouse. But young women have biological clocks, and they can't wait forever if they want to have a family. Traditional dating worked to their advantage. The custom of restricting access to themselves gave women a tremendous amount of power. Men were forced to work to pursue women. Traditional dating also showed women which men were capable of supporting a family, and that's what she ought to know before she starts a serious relationship. What men want from women is sex and their own children, and women hold all the cards to set the term of a relationship. The best way for women to fix this situation is to insist on the traditional rules and even on old-fashioned courtship. Traditional dating and courtship were a very good pathway to marriage, and that's what we need more of today.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. The new book by Suzanne Venker and Phyllis Schlafly, The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. For more on the book or to join the blog conversation, go to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system, an everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
And good evening. Welcome to another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Glad to have you here, and we got 3 hours for you today with all sorts of shocking and, well, jaw-dropping stuff. Our guest for the first 2 hours will be Deborah Taveras. I had some listeners call in on John Stadmiller's show when I was filling in for John this week. And I said, hey, Bob, you have to hear Deborah's groundbreaking info. Of course, you know her from her extensive coverage on smart meters, as well as many other topics. I don't want to pigeonhole her, and I'll let her introduce herself first and foremost. I won't sit here and attempt to give her justice. She's really a wealth of information, and we got a lot to get into here. She's putting together some puzzle pieces tonight that I find to be quite compelling, and I'm glad to give her the platform to do so. Deborah, how are you?
Well, I'm fine. We, of course, are all in this same boat, and I want to start out the program by telling everybody you are going to hear about source documents that are jaw-dropping, and this information is not to create fear. This information is to create knowledge so that you are not fooled by all of the media and mass propaganda that we have been fed for a very, very long time. And many people do go through a massive sense of betrayal and despair when they hear these things. But take heart, we're all on this ship together, all on this planet, and we have assembled on our website, stopthecrime.net, some source documents. We have sought this information by discussing this with many people that have been in the know of things for 40, 30, 20 years and asked, what of everything that's available would you post if you were only to select 3 things that were quick for people to read? Because we're so distracted. We have families, we have divorces, we have home foreclosures. We've got everything happening right now and not a lot of time to understand what has happened. So given that, I want to start by saying this is for education. So you can follow along as I refer to the source documents on stopthecrime.net, and we will be covering some breaking information as well. But I want to start out by first saying everyone that's listening needs to become aware and educated, and with that education, you will be able to move into our reality, that is, our real reality, and out of the matrix, the illusion, the conspiracy that has been conspired against us by a few to keep us in the dark so that these silent weapon programs could be foisted upon us. But I think it's first very important to just start out with letting everyone know. And you can find out more background information, of course, but just as a starting place, what happened to the United States. On October 21st of 1945, the U.S. became a charter member of the United Nations. And with that, the requirement was to relinquish our sovereignty, and we did. So we no longer live in a country that is a republic. That is no more. We don't have a government, and we don't have the rule of law. What we do have are banks and mega corporations posing as a legitimate government, and they are not. Proof of the fact that we don't have a representative government representing us for our best interest are all of the poisons and toxins that are being delivered to all of us. Now, I must tell you, when I went back to Washington, D.C., to the Records Department with a resolution that Congress had approved, giving the Department of Defense the authority to utilize chemicals and biologicals on the civilian American population without our knowledge or consent, and I wanted to have those documents given to me in D.C., and they did. They were about 3.5 inches thick, and it gave that opportunity, which they have been poisoning us mercilessly for many, 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 many decades. And I invite everybody to take a look at the, and I would recommend everybody read William Cooper's book, Behold a Pale Horse, along with looking at the source documents on StompTheCrime.net. You'll see many, many documents and resolutions that will show you that that is what has happened to all of us. So we do need to move into our reality, that is a factual reality, and put aside all of the brainwashing and propaganda that we have been fed. None of us were taught our real history in school, and now with the current Common Core curriculum, that is an international curriculum that's going to start across the United States this fall in most schools, they're going to be dumbing us down in math and science. And that's very important to understand. This is all part of the quiet weapons attack upon all of us. It is an attack that people realize that there is something wrong, but they just don't recognize that they're being attacked and subdued by a weapon. And for the moment here, what I want to get into is an article that just came across my headlines yesterday, and it's a Fox News article,
okay.
And it's a quote about the NSA, and the NSA, of course, has had a lot of attention as the massive spy grid that Snowden has been discovering and getting out to all of the media. So here is the solution that they are saying. The National Security Agency Director, General Keith Alexander, defended the controversial programs discovered and disclosed by former NSA contractor Edward Snowden, and said this past Thursday that the NSA agency has been taking steps to prevent future leaks by working to reduce the number of system administrators, the same position Snowden held, by 90%. So he said that what they're going to do is replace these system administrators to eliminate future leaks by replacing people with machines. And this will lead us into the NASA war plan that we found on the NASA website. Again, you can see that on our site, StopTheCrime.net, and you will see that we are heading into an agenda that is eliminating humans. It's transhumanism. Now, for those of you that are not familiar with that word, you need to get on top of what is happening. This is our current reality. And I want to tell you that the NSA facility was discussed in great detail by Dr. Delgado, who worked for the NSA NASA Black Budget MKUltra programs. That's mind control programs. And brain implants, we find now, are no longer necessary to create mind control because they will be using nanobots, which are microscopic and can be directed to the brain. And once inside our bodies, they can produce electromagnetic pulses necessary. And these nanobots are in vaccines. So it's extremely important. I know I'm jumping into this hard and fast, but I'll slow it up here in a minute.
Okay, we got to take a quick break, so we'll take a deep breath and we'll get into this heavy stuff when we come back. Deborah Tavares, our special guest today. We're just starting to scratch the surface. This is very important. Stay tuned.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Deborah Tavares today. She's sharing some information on an extraordinary document from NASA on the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars agenda. And we're just scratching the surface. Where were we, Deborah?
Well, we were talking about the NSA facility, the massive 1 million square foot data collection center that is honkered into a hillside in Bluffdale, Utah. In fact,
how much information did they say this facility could contain?
It can handle a 100 years worth of data collection.
Wow.
And essentially, what I want to say about that is that it's involved with transhumanism, artificial intelligence, and it is also that all humans on the planet can now have their brains remote controlled from a central supercomputer driven by a database. And I would urge everybody to watch the movie Eagle Eye by Spielberg, because I think you then will understand what quantum computing is about. But I want to add something that you have not heard in the news about the NSA quantum computing facility. You will see it on our website. And I can tell you, the person that has disclosed this has been met with heavy, heavy electronic targeting. And we'll discuss that as we go through the time here on the radio show. But it's very, very important to understand that people can be targeted remotely by frequencies, and heart attacks can be used as assassination techniques remotely with frequencies. And so what I want to say right now about the NSA facility are the encrypted codes that we have had globally are obsolete. Quantum computers are specifically designed to crack even the most sophisticated encryption codes on the planet. And that means, because the NSA is a criminal cartel that is going to take over and reduce the global population, that it's important for us to understand they can get into our medical records, alter them, they can get into our tax records, alter those, into our bank accounts, and even computer voting booths, which I think most of us realized. But that's all, of course, bad enough. But what it's really the most secure encrypted codes on the planet they can crack. And that includes the nuclear launch codes. And what price would any government pay for the higher stakes of being able to blackmail another government by hacking into their nuke facilities and their launch codes? This is where we are headed. This is a criminal cabal, and it's extremely important to get in with some basic reports that will help you to understand what you've just heard me say. And I'm going to start with the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. This document is up on our website. Also, it is in YouTube format. It was created and read by a young man who felt that it was so urgent and so important that those of you that cannot read this 44-page document from cover to cover can go on to stopthecrime.net, scroll down on the landing page on the right-hand side, and you will see the YouTube video for Silent Weapons, Quiet Wars, read to you, most of it read to you. But what is extremely important to understand is that this was a document that, and an agenda that was hatched in the 1940s by Rockefeller, by Harvard University, and with the U.S. Air Force. And it was a plan in order to hijack the global economy. And they say in the beginning of this document that any group of persons in a great position of power and without full knowledge or consent of the public, when they use their knowledge and methodologies and monetary resources and power for economic conquest, it must be understood that a state of domestic warfare exists between that powerful group and the public. And they say that in this document, you are qualified to administer this document on all of us if you are void of morality or ethics. And they say that such virtues are exercised in your own best interest and to not deviate from them. This policy is a policy of absolute, total slavery and genocide. And moving through this document, again, I urge everybody to print this off of stopthecrime.net, because then the page numbers will coincide with the references of the page numbers that I'm going to go through right now. And so this quiet war on page 6 was quietly declared by the international elite at a meeting held in 1954. Now, that meeting was the Bilderberg meeting, the first meeting at the Bilderberg Hotel in the Netherlands, and it was a policy that they adopted in 1954. And it was nearly discovered a number of years later, but it has never suffered any major setbacks, and this is an agenda that is fully implemented now. And they say in this document on page 6, all science is merely a means to an end. The means is knowledge. The end is control. And beyond this remains only one issue. Who will be the beneficiary? And they say that in the interest of future world peace and tranquility, it was decided to privately wage a quiet war against the public with an ultimate objective of permanently shifting the natural and social energy, which is the wealth, of the undisciplined and irresponsible many into the hands of the self-disciplined, responsible, and worthy few. And they talk about how they must secure their sovereignty. And this is the elite's definition of sovereignty. And any words about peace is their peace, meaning their absolute, complete control of us. And right now, the United States is in a totalitarian tyranny. We are in a takedown. And what has happened, of course, is this is a techno death trap, technology death trap that we all find ourselves in. We have been culled. Our brightest of brightest have been taken out of high schools, put in institutions, or I should say colleges of higher learning, that are funded in large part by the military. And they have had their personal ability to create and come up with inventions like Tesla's technology, for example. All of this technology has been hijacked, and it has been used not for the good of all of us, but for the global elite's takeover. And what has happened, of course, is a totalitarian takeover, or a tyranny that we are in now, it's a tyranny that is of total oppression through technologies. It is the New World Order that you've heard so many people talk about. And that's a system that recognizes no limits of its authority, with forced control over every aspect of public and private life.
And this is why the smart grid, smart meters, all of these different pieces of the puzzle are so important. And you know what comes to mind here, Deborah? I know very little about pop culture, but I was listening to the radio the other day, and they were talking about this new movie by, who was it, Matt Damon?
Yes, I saw it last night.
And we'll talk about it, because I want to get your take on it, because it seems like it was foreshadowing some of the themes that we're talking about here.
Yes, it's all predictive programming. Of course,
interesting
Hollywood
stuff. Hold on, Deborah. We got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back and get into it.
The Bob Justin.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin-Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
We'll be right back. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet, only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuskin Show. Our guest tonight is Deborah Tavares, and she's presenting some extremely compelling information, and the thought came up. I had just heard the synopsis of this new movie. I don't even know the name. What's it called, Deborah?
Yeah, Elysium.
Elysium.
And Elysium is an off-planet living environment for the global elite, because the Earth in this movie has become so polluted in order to survive. They created an off-planet living environment. And the movie, everyone needs to see it. Most of, in fact, if not the majority of all of the Hollywood movies are predictive programming and for mind control. And Hollywood means a wizard's cane. And it was set up by the international bankers to create realities for us through what we believe are fun to watch. But this is real. These are the types of things that are occurring. And I was just talking about what the definition of a totalitarian tyranny is, which is what we are in now in the United States. And what a New World Order is it controls all the media, which is what we're talking about right now, all the politics, economy, our speech, and engages in widespread use of massive propaganda campaigns, total surveillance. We're seeing cameras everywhere. That is part of the NSA massive spy grid. And this New World Order, this Luciferian system, stays in power by creating massive fear and disinformation through media propaganda, and it relies on keeping us divided. Those three components are what they believe is the glue for their control over all of us. So we now must band together. Everyone needs to understand your reality, read The Silent Weapons, Quiet Wars, or listen to the YouTube, and understand where we really are. Now, before I get into some of the new documents and some of the new agendas that we've discovered, I'm going to continue to build a base from The Silent Weapons, Quiet Wars
All right.
document.
Can we get into that in just a second, though? Because I still want to hear more about this movie. I know you touched on it briefly off air, but tell me, what is the basic premise? From what I understand, we have, you mentioned there's a completely destroyed planet because I guess Agenda 21 didn't help us all, and we killed ourselves with global warming or whatever. And then the elites in this movie get to go to a off-planet site where they have technology, and this is where the transhumanist agenda comes into play here, that prevents them from dying and treats their illness while the useless eaters on planet Earth are left behind to suffer. Is that the basic premise?
Well, it is. And you will see that the useless feeders, as you said, that are left behind, and this, of course, takes place in Los Angeles, are predominantly Hispanics. So it's a real race-baiting movie, creating division against classes of people and ethnic groups. We can't let them do this to us, number one. You'll also see that Matt Damon in this movie, as it starts out as a child, he can neither read nor write. And this is all part of the agenda to create enslavement by lack of knowledge. And you'll read that in The Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. This is part of the enslavement agenda and the silent weapons agenda. And you will also see that they do have, and they've had, the elites have had technologies for life extension that we have never been given the opportunity, of course, to have. As a matter of fact,
right.
Cancer opportunities, all kinds of things. They're poisoning our environment intentionally. We are lab rats, and this is a massive eugenics program, a depopulation program. When I spoke with Ted Turner about a year and a half ago, it's important to know that he's one of the many globalists, and you can find the talk that I had with him. It's up on YouTube under Ted the Terrible Turner. And he essentially funded the United Nations with a donation of $1 billion, B as in billion dollars, and he believes that 95% of the population must be eliminated as soon as possible.
Yeah, I'll never forget his encounter with Luke Brodowski, in which Luke said, you want to have 80% of the people on this planet wiped off? And he turned around and he said something like this. He said, not exactly. It's more like 90%.
Well, he said in this talk, 95%. And I can tell you that Ted Turner is also behind the Wildlands Project. And this is very important for everyone to understand as well, and I'll jump into that for a moment here. It is on our website, stopthecrime.net, and you will see a map of the United States. And this is a map that will show you where human access is denied. This is mandated by the United Nations, and our government approved it. It is a biodiversity treaty.
And by the way, he's the number one landowner in the world, if I'm not
well,
mistaken.
He is. He said that he's just a few acres under being the number one. But when he gets done with massive land theft through the Wildlands Project, which is land theft, what you'll see in this project is forced transformation and relocation of all Americans and cities to comply with environmental policies and reductions of CO2 emissions. At this point, I'm going to encourage everybody to go to the Iron Mountain Report on our website. You can watch it as a YouTube documentary, or you can actually download the document itself. This document will explain how the globalists, the international bankers, needed a substitute for war. War they set up as a necessary waste, and also war is set up to eliminate the creditors, kill us, in order to keep the numbers down and also to eliminate those people that will catch on sooner or later, that we're trading our good labor for phony, faux, fake currency, paper money. But getting back to the Wildlands Project, it is going to show you on the map these core reserves or reservations. Just like the Indians were moved on to reservations, we are being moved into reservations as well. But it's being called smart cities, where you will find your city, every city, has now a preferred PDAs, planned development areas or preferred development areas, through your planning departments, where they're identifying future growth of all of our towns nationwide. And what we're finding is that the rural lands, the farmlands, are not going to get the funding for road repairs. We're seeing all of our major highways and roads and infrastructure in the United States, it's not maintained. In fact, here in Northern California, in Sonoma County, where we are, an hour north of the Golden Gate Bridge, last year they approved only 160 miles of roads to be maintained. And there are over 2,200 miles of roads that they're supposed to maintain. And we have now the expense, according to the Road Repair Department, of between $650 and $750 a year per vehicle because of all of the potholes and all of the disrepair that our roads have. So we are, our roads are crumbling, and they're crumbling because eventually the road system that we've always had is not going to need to take us to the lands that we've been able to go to before. This is why you're hearing about park closures nationwide. This is why you are hearing about beach closures. They come up with all kinds of excuses for plausible deniability. They will say there's a bacteria outbreak. They've got to close this area, or there's not enough funding to maintain the roads in parks, and so it's now not safe, and they've got to close various parks down. This is happening nationwide. So the Wildlands Project map, which is on stopthecrime.net, will show you that 50% of the United States is going to be returned to wilderness. You wonder, well, what on earth is that? This can't be real. Well, it is real. And this is what they say about the wildlands. They say all human and non-human has equal value. Did you know that? That's what they're saying. They also say that resource consumption above what is needed to supply vital human needs is immoral. Human population must be reduced, and the Western civilization must radically change present economic, technological, and ideological structures. That's what they're doing to the United States. This is why so many years they've been sending our manufacturing offshore and to China. They have been gutting us. In fact, when we went to Al Gore's talk about his new book called The Future, he said the United States middle class is intentionally being hollowed out. Jobs will not be returning to our country. We are being absolutely betrayed.
Absolutely. Deborah, we got to take another quick break. And by the way, Matt Damon, when he was asked about the futuristic aspects of his movie, said, no, this is modern day. There it is for you, folks. Stand by.
Justin Show.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, or call them directly at 818-888-8888. 720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Glad we decided to do 2 hours tonight, Deborah, because we're only scratching the surface and we're almost done with this hour. So I'm going to sit back, keep my mouth shut, and let you continue. Go right ahead.
Well, thank you. I'm going to continue with some of the high points, and not all of the high points, that are in the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars document that is a document of slavery and genocide. It is a declaration of war upon all of us, and we must realize this. And here is a bit of a more it's a definition of the silent system. They say a silent weapon is applied gradually. The public adjusts and adapts to its presence and learns to tolerate its encroachment on their lives until the pressure, psychological and economic, become too great and they crack up. because we're seeing now many more psychological illnesses. We're seeing much more depression than we ever have in years past, and that is because of the silent weapon system. They say that the silent weapon system is a type of biological warfare, that it attacks our vitality, our options, our mobility of individuals, of a society, by knowing, understanding, manipulating, and attacking our sources of natural and social energy and our physical, mental, and emotional strengths and weaknesses. So I can say to you that with what you're hearing with NSA and all of the massive monitoring and spying, this is all very real. This is the intention. I urge everybody to watch The Time Machine by H.G. Wells. While it's a very old sci-fi fiction movie, you will see how the people are under mind control. This is being illustrated and demonstrated to us, because a little later on in the show, I'm going to talk about a new document. But in the silent weapons document, we're at about page 34, and they talk about everything that Snowden is talking about right now. Now, remember, this document was hatched in the late 40s, and they talked about surveilling everything, tapping our phones back then, going into our garbage, surveilling not only us, but watching the behavior of our children in school. They said they would know everything about each one of us. They would know the what, where, why, when, how, and who. They would know everything about our shelter, our clothing, our transportation. Now, I'm going to stop right here, because a lot of people are saying, well, why do I care if the government finds out what I'm doing? I'm
exactly.
not doing
I have nothing to hide. What are they going to look at my records on watching Dancing with the Stars? I mean, what do I care, right?
Well, that's what we're hearing so many people say. And what right. you need to understand is this end, the program, has absolutely monstrous, monstrous goals. It is going to control everything about you. And people say, well, how could that be? Well, this is a transhumanism agenda using massive data and actually creating massive mind control. So you've got to understand what has happened to us. We have been stealthily captured. And they talk about how they will know everything, our checking accounts, our saving accounts, everything. They talk about ways in which they will get us to fill out forms and petitions, and they'll give us handouts. And for handouts, we have to fill out quite a bit of data. Everything now, it's important for everyone to understand that everything is being run by these quantum computers and algorithms. And we are no longer, as I said at the beginning of the show, under a government. Our Constitution is shredded. It's gone. Read and or watch the Iron Mountain documentary. It will show you how they did that. John F. Kennedy was assassinated or murdered only 10 days after a very, very important speech that he gave at Columbia University. And I'm just going to read you a paragraph out of that speech. And it's on our website, the speech in its entirety. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system that has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. And he was talking about the silent weapons, quiet wars system. And we had another warning back in 1956. Now, keep in mind, 1956 was just after the adoption of the silent weapons system by the Bilderbergs in 1954. And this is a former FBI director's warning to all of us. Quote, the individual is handicapped by coming face to face with a conspiracy so monstrous He cannot believe it exists. The American mind simply has not come to the realization of the evil which has been introduced into our midst. It rejects even the assumption that human creatures could espouse a philosophy which must ultimately destroy all that is good and decent. And this is former FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover in 1956. We have been warned, but back in the 50s and 60s, when these men, particularly John F. Kennedy, who was assassinated in trying to warn us, it was too insane. And when the Iron Mountain Report that was worked on in the 60s by experts who met in upstate New York in a nuke facility called Iron Mountain, they didn't only just meet there, but after a few years, after Kennedy was assassinated, the report was completed, and it was given to Johnson, President Johnson, and Johnson said, because of the content, this is never to get out to the people. Well, a whistleblower released it back in the 1966-1967, and it was absolutely insane. People back then were certainly having a greater level of prosperity than they had in many years. And when the government said that this was a hoax, people believed it. They couldn't accept it. But it's real. Everybody needs to watch the YouTube video. Now, keep in mind, the YouTube video was put together by a pastor who has references, biblical references. Now, the document itself does not have biblical references. But I do recommend everybody watch the YouTube because I think it really helps dispel it out. And it's very important to see how they created global warming. NASA was behind that, and how they invented it, how they are polluting the planet and blaming it on us. And you will see how they stealthily shredded the Constitution by what happened in Waco, and how we watched on television as they committed crimes, killing all those people by military equipment. Those people in Waco were tried and executed on prime time television and without the rule of law, because the rule of law was already taken from us at that point. But they were demonstrating to us and seeing how we would be socially engineered to accept what was happening, what they were creating, a new world order. They also talk about in the Iron Mountain Report how they would dismantle our education system. They have. How they would also create a health system that would ultimately not give us what we need. Well, we see that happening right now as well. It talks about how they would just absolutely shred everything about the United States. They show how they will go house to house, search and seizures, how they will divide families and put them in camps. We're hearing a lot about FEMA camps. Well, I can tell you that in the Iron Mountain Report, they talk about how the planned occupation of America and the plan to process our families domestically. And we're being conquered right now. This is the next plan. So when you watch the Iron Mountain documentary, you will not only see what they've done, how their plan has gone forward, and what is still left and remains to be done. You will see how the zip codes and why the zip codes were set up. You will see the intention to divide the United States into 10 territories.
All folks, we're just scratching the surface with Deborah Tavares. We'll be back with hour number two in just a moment.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With financial